is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Sources tell ABC that President Trump will sign an executive order this afternoon telling the Department of Education it needs to shut down. Doing so would actually require an act of Congress, but the order would begin the process. The Trump administration also saying that it's said to be planning a swath of land where military would be granted new authority to hold migrants who have crossed the border from Mexico.
Sources tell us that the Trump administration is considering dramatically expanding the role of the U.S. military along the southern border. The plan, sources say, includes creating a buffer zone along the border that would allow military personnel to temporarily hold migrants who cross into the U.S. illegally until federal law enforcement arrives.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. Israeli strikes have killed at least 85 people overnight, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. The Israeli military restoring a blockade on northern Gaza, leaving only one passage south in the territory. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Legislation that would change how the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction measures standardized test scores is headed to the desk of Governor Tony Evers. The governor initially said the new standards adopted by DPI last year should have been publicly vetted, but that he'd likely veto the bill. Wisconsin's Supreme Court race has drawn large out-of-state donations, including from Elon Musk, on behalf of Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel. When asked about that Tuesday at the Milwaukee Press Club, Schimmel said 97% of his donors are people who vote in Wisconsin. And a former Wisconsin lawmaker who took his own life was remembered on the assembly floor Tuesday. Jonathan Brostoff died by suicide last November with a gun he'd purchased that day. A letter from the family asked lawmakers to approve a longer waiting period for gun purchases in Wisconsin. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-30s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest 10 to 20 this morning, decreasing to 5 to 15 out of the southwest this afternoon. Tonight becoming breezy, 26. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, a few sprinkles, and warmer, high of 51. If you're grilling or dipping, you need Grandpa's barbecue sauce. This stuff's amazing, sweet, savory, with a hint of smoke. Get some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here is Stevie Nicks at just 17 on Max FM.
We know we can't please everyone. I mean, we're not tacos. 99.7 Max FM.
All the waiters in your Grand Cafe leave their tables when you blink. Oh, every dog must have his every day. Every drunk must have his drink. Don't wait for answers, just take your chances. Don't ask me why. All your life you had to stand in line. Still you're standing on your feet. Oh, all your choices made you change your mind. Now your calendar's complete. Don't wait for answers, just take your chances. Say the human heart is only make-believe. I am only fighting fire with fire. You are still a victim of the accidents you leave. Sure as I'm a victim of desire. Yeah, yeah, you're all the servants in your new hotel.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music, mornings with Dave and Emily. 8:12 on Thursday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Emily, it's March after all, right?
It is March, Dave. Shocking. We actually have the right month and the right day. 3/2025.
Yep.
It is March 20th, everybody.
Very happy early first
morning,
day of spring.
8:12. Dave, what do you got?
Well, it's first day of spring.
Happy first day of spring to you.
Yeah.
First day of spring. Snow outside, you know. Seems right. That tracks for where we live.
It does, and it's a high school basketball boys tournament this weekend, so it seems appropriate that we got snow. And then also, it seems appropriate that it's March Madness. But before I forget about March Madness, big deal of the day still going on. Flash sale over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Emily, what do we have today in our flash sale?
Today we have 50% off of Kona Michi, a gift certificate to go over there and check them out. They have wonderful cocktails, mocktails. They do different kinds of live performances. I know they do singing. They've got different... Ben Bromley touches on a lot of stuff in the weekends with Ben Bromley about what's going on over there. He nicely shares with everybody what the deal is downtown Baraboo always, which is lovely. But they do have you to keep your ear to the ground. And the nice thing about gift certificates is like you can buy it and not have to use it right away. So you can buy it and have this great thing in your pocket to use the next time you see something awesome happening at Kona Michi. Go there, get yourself a nice cocktail, a nice mocktail, be around friends. Nellie, who runs it, is so lovely. It's just such a good place. So go ahead and get that quick. You don't have much time left, 47 minutes or something like that, to go on Big Deals of the Day, Max FM, and get that 50% off coupon for Kona Michi.
Yep, you got 46 minutes. Go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com to take advantage of our flash sale. No code required. And yes, it is March. And, you know, March Madness kicks in. Badgers are playing today at 12:20, and March Madness is underway. Emily, did you fill out your bracket?
No. So we have one that we're supposed to fill out, but I don't usually like take the lead on that. So if someone gives me something to fill out, what I tend to do, and I'm going to tell all you listeners out there, no judgment, I just fill it in. Like, I don't know enough about all the teams and who's seated to do what and what's happening. So I just fill it in kind of haphazardly and see what happens. So I was hearing some stats yesterday about the fact that, like, it's never, no one's ever gotten it all right, ever, probably never will. A probability says it's like no way. And then there's only been one person who's like made it to like the second round with all of them perfect. So I have to say, just do whatever with the bracket. I mean, you're not going to get them all. Like, it's just not going to happen. So
no,
what about you,
not.
Dave? Did you do yours?
I don't do a bracket. I just, I watch a little bit of college basketball, but not enough to where I feel that I can confidently fill out a bracket sheet and have it correct. So no, I don't do one. I enjoy the basketball, and that's good enough for me. I just am not going to mess with it. And you know what? Around 1 in 6 Americans plan to this year, and it's a lot easier when you know nothing about basketball, apparently.
See? Mm-hmm. So, see what I just said? It can be arbitrary. Absolutely.
It could be. A poll found there are top strategies for filling out brackets, including hunches, vibes, and whatever our friends think, Emily.
This is true. So if you want to take the track that Emily takes and just randomly fill stuff out, that works. Or you can be like 18% of other Americans that think they follow basketball closely enough to make good picks. And another 16% have, quote, limited knowledge. So together, that's a third. Everyone else is honestly just winging it, it says. 23% said their top strategy is asking friends or family for help. 14% choose winners based on, quote, hunches. And 22% just says whatever vibes they're feeling. Like, ooh, I like their colors. See now? See? I didn't even know all of this before I stated my claim on what I do, which is vibes and feelings and, like, liking the name, like, all the things. So, I mean, you know, it's just kind of fun. What is the last one, Dave?
All right. And so the last one is, I can't believe this. Around 1 in 10 say they sometimes make picks based on the team's mascot.
So
My goodness.
That's fine. Mascot?
It is.
They're supposed to make you feel excited.
Yeah, I guess so. So you guess and you'll say, okay, I'm going to base it on all the team's mascot. So don't know where a Badger falls and all that, but hey, whatever works for you. I'm not going to judge because, again, I don't fill out a bracket. It's just one of those, your bracket usually gets busted in the first round, and so it's like, it's so not worth it for me to do it. I enjoy watching the game. I'm going to watch the Badger game today in case anybody's curious. No, I'm not ditching work to watch it. There's multiple ways to watch it, but I want to see it. You know, I mean, that's what it comes down to. I'll follow the Badgers through however far they go. I mean, they're playing the Montana Grizzlies. They're ranked 14th. The Badgers are rated 3. So, you know, I do keep up with it enough to know kind of where the Badgers are at, but the rest of the teams, no, I have no idea, to be brutally honest with you, Emily. And that's a part of it that, you know, you just kind of go with. And so, Emily, do you have any strong feelings on this? Uh-oh. Looks like we did lose Emily. So we were talking about brackets and people filling out their brackets and our top strategies filling out the brackets for the NCAA include hunches and vibes. So again, 23% say their main strategy is turning to friends or family for help. 14% of people fill out their brackets based on a hunch, and 22% said just whatever vibes they're feeling when they fill out their bracket. So you can text us and let us know what your thoughts are on filling out your bracket. 608-355-9970. You can let us know how you fill your bracket out. Emily does hers, right? And so that is one of those that, again, I don't partake in it, and it's one that, I enjoy the game, and that's what my favorite part of it is. And so I will watch that and just see how the game works, Emily.
Yes, absolutely. Sorry about that little blip, a little internet fun we had there this morning. But we are still talking about basketball, I think, if I recall.
Yeah. I was just wrapping up asking people to text in and let us know how they fill their brackets out. Or, you know, it's too late to fill them out now, I think, because it started last night. So if you haven't filled it out, well, unfortunately, I think you had to have them filled out today. Again, that's how I don't keep or how close I don't keep up to the whole bracket thing.
Yeah, I hope we still have a chance because we didn't do ours. So if we didn't do, I mean, it's no skin off my back, but like, I just, yeah, I think it's fun. And if something's going on sports wise and it gives you more of a reason to kind of be involved on an emotional level and get excited and cheer, if people in your family are going to be doing it anyway, or if it's on the TV, you know, it's kind of fun to have a reason to get excited about it. So brackets, whether or not it comes from the mascot, the colors, or any real knowledge about college basketball, it could be fun. It could be fun for the people that you live with or spend your time with to kind of, you know, get involved in the madness, as they say.
Yes, indeed. And the other thing I want to mention is we will be contacting the winners for the Bello Knock tickets. So we will be asking for a little additional information. Now, if you didn't win this morning, you will have a chance to win tomorrow morning between 7 and 8. That'll be our last chance to win tickets. See Bello Knock Circus Extreme at the Legacy Dinner Theater. So we will talk about more of those tickets tomorrow morning. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:40 as we celebrate calendar days.
Sounds fantastic. See you then.
See you then. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Coming up, we're going to have a look at sports on Max FM.
The Badgers and the Big Dance. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers against Montana today. The game being played at the Ball Arena, home of the Denver Nuggets. John Tonjay transferred to Wisconsin, where he's become the Badgers' leading scorer, and was asked, what's it like being back in Denver, where he went to Colorado State for 4 years?
Yeah, it was pretty cool to know that I'm coming back to a familiar place. You know, it brings back a lot of memories just driving around and kind of just seeing the downtown area of Denver. So it's definitely a blessing to be back in Colorado for a little bit.
Marquette is in Cleveland today, where they open the tournament tomorrow night against New Mexico. NBA, the Bucks road trip continues tonight in LA, where they take on the Lakers. Game time 9:30. Doc Rivers reportedly met with Giannis and Damian Lillard to address the team's slump. The Bucks coming off a loss at Golden State.
At the start of the game, you know, we were too slow at it to where they and keep the matchups in the action that they wanted. We just got to be just quicker about those things and be better.
That's Damian Lillard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you, but I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play because I play them too. I gotta have faith.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. We hope everyone's having a great Thursday so far. The sun is out. That is so good to see on the first day of spring. Hey, we're excited. The weekend is in sight as well. Here is Lady Gaga, Poker Face on Max FM.
Hold them like they do in Texas, please. Fold them, let them hit me, raise it, baby, stay with me.
I love it.
Love game, intuition, play the cards with spades to start.
And after he's been hooked, I'll play the one that's on his heart.
Poker face. I wanna roll with him, a hot pair we will be. A little gambling is fun when you're with me.
Russian roulette is not the same without a gun.
And baby, when it's love, if it's not rough, it isn't fun. I won't tell you that I love you, kiss or hug you, cause I'm bluffing with my and I'm not lying, I'm just stunning with my love glue gunning. Just like a chick in the casino, take your bank before I pay you out. I promise this, promises. Check this hand cause I'm mom.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, more music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. We do have a correction from the weekend's Our Best segment this morning. Circus World is opening for the spring on April 21st, not this coming Monday. So Circus World is opening on Monday, April 21st, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Just wanted to pass that along as we saw some things floating around about that this morning. So again, Circus World Museum is opening Monday, April 21st, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then their performance season will begin on Friday, May 16th. So we want to make sure we pass that along to everyone this morning. Speaking of passing things along, we want to make sure everyone knows about our big deal of the day at MaxFM, bigdeals.com. Shop local and save big. It is our flash sale. You have another 32 minutes to get over to MaxFM, bigdeals.com. We have half off $20 in certificates to Kona Michi Craft Bar right here in downtown Baraboo. Those tickets through 9 a.m. are just $10. No code required, but you must get them in your cart and check out before 9 a.m. to take advantage of our flash sale over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hey, it's Trayton here. Ready to save big while treating the family to some pizza fun? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, kids eat free every Monday through Wednesday. Yep, that's right. From 11 a.m. to close, one paying adult gets a free kids meal. Make this week memorable with a family night out. Bring the whole crew, grab some pizza, and let the kids enjoy a free meal. Only at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open too. Come on over, relax, and let Pete's Ranch take care of dinner. See you there.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Every week, the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library does an amazing job of having some great events for kids of all ages. On Monday the 24th, cuddle up and be cozy with an evening story time from 6:30 until 7:30. There's Lullaby Club on Tuesday the 25th, along with Teen Tuesday card games from 4 until 5 p.m. And Wednesday continues with Story Tots Picture Book Party from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. And on Wednesday the 26th, it's Pokemon Club for ages 6 to 11 from 1:30 until 2:30. That's just some of the many events happening. Be sure to check out the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library's website and the events calendar for all the details. On Saturday, March 22nd, the Portage Center for the Arts will be hosting a K-8 student art show at the Drury Gallery inside the Portage Center for the Arts. Come see some of the amazing work from the youth of the area. You can find all the details at PortageCenterForTheArts.com. And with a number of springtime events coming up around the area, be sure to check out those area Chamber of Commerce websites for all the details.
Selling your home, it's one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. You could go it alone, trying to navigate market trends, determine fair pricing, and tackle tricky negotiations on your own. You could second-guess every decision, wondering if you're doing it right. Then there's the showings, the offers, and the mountain of paperwork. Or you could work with the expertise of a Realtor, here to guide and help protect as you make your next big move. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, right by you.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-30s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest 10 to 20 this morning, decreasing to 5 to 15 out of the southwest this afternoon. Tonight becoming breezy, 26. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, a few sprinkles, and warmer, high of 51. If you're grilling or dipping, you need Grandpa's barbecue sauce. This stuff's amazing, sweet, savory, with a hint of smoke. Get some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Reedsburg's hometown station, 99.7 Max FM.
She died.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:36 on a sunny Thursday morning. I mean, what can I say? It's almost the weekend, and you know, it's basketball time. Badgers played at 12:20. Here's Aretha Franklin, Freeway of Love on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:40 on Thursday, March 20th. You have 20 minutes left to get over to Max FM, bigdeals.com. Shop local and save big. Half off $20 in certificates to the Kona Michi Craft Bar. Just $10. No code required over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. You have to have it in your cart and check out before 9 o'clock this morning to take advantage of this limited time offer. There are still certificates available. Again, half off $20 in certificates to the Kona Michi Craft Bar. They are just $10 until 9 a.m. today. Shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Emily, we're going to take a look at Calendar Day. And the first one that I saw in here that intrigued me, and there's a lot, it's World Flower Day. And we're not talking about the flowers that are outside. We're talking about the staple element that benefits everyone around the world, because without flour, we wouldn't have cookies.
True, and without we wouldn't have cake either, and we have a couple of very nice homemade cakes here that my daughter and her friends worked on yesterday, so I feel very blessed to have flour. There's nothing you can do without flour, really, in terms of, like, baking anything, so I appreciate that. I really do. As we know, today is the first day of spring, also known as March Equinox. Stop and smell the roses as we celebrate the change of seasons. And typically so, we had crazy winter weather Wednesday yesterday, bringing the first day of spring in with snow. So appropriately, because of where we live. So that's okay. Today is also Astrology Day. Astrology Day teaches about how the alignment of the stars forms our personality. So I don't know how everybody, you know, I think everybody has the leisure to feel however they'd like to about astrology. I find it very interesting, and I think a lot of the details within different signs do kind of match up a little bit. But it is kind of just a fun and interesting thing to check out, too. So you don't need to put all your eggs in that basket by any means. What else do you see on here, Dave?
I see it's National Farm Rescuer Day. Farm rescuers help farmers by volunteering their time, talents, and resources. We thank all of them. I have a friend that personally does this, and he goes out and helps farms all over the United States. And now that he's retired, he's doing it a lot more often. So thank you to all of our farm rescuers. We appreciate you. And this one is one that's very interesting. It's Kiss Your Fiancé Day. Get ready to shower your beloved with kisses this National Kiss Your Fiancé Day. And doesn't say anything about wife. It's only kiss your fiance, so I guess I don't have to kiss my wife, I guess, is what that's saying. I don't know.
You could, though. It's just a nice thing to do, of course, if she wants you to. Moving right along through this Thursday, March 20th, it is National Proposal Day. Whether you're planning a giant flash mob or a romantic dinner, it's the day we celebrate proposals in all their forms, which I love. There's a really, really cute picture of someone putting a ring on someone's finger, and I actually got engaged in March a long time ago, so I don't know that that was something that was known at that time. I highly doubt it, but anywho, on a completely different note, it is National Hufflepuff Pride Day. Proudly wear your golden black Hufflepuff scarf today. Let's celebrate. Those of you who have been living under a rock and don't know what I'm talking about, this is from the Harry Potter, not trilogy, whatever, however many seven books is. So the Harry Potter legacy, let's just call it at this point. Fantastic books and movies if you haven't had a chance to check those out. It is also, what was the other one that I saw that I wanted to tie in? Oh, the two tie-ins. French Language Day, celebrate with some French culture, language, and history. As we ask, parlez-vous français? Which means, do you speak French? And it's also I took a lot of French in high school, but I don't got a lot left in there. I can pretend really good with the accent, but, you know, as far as the, I can count to 10. That's pretty good.
Yo hablo español, CSC.
There's a little bit of Spanish. Look at you. And then I don't know if I'm saying this right, but Francophonie Day. Take a moment to open your mind to see the beautiful celebration of the historic French language. So it is a very beautiful language. What else do you see on here, Dave? There's a couple of really nice ones.
There are some great ones on here. It is Bach Beer Day. For those that are about to Bach, spare a few minutes and read all about Bach beer today. I'm just saying I'm going to celebrate by tasting a Bach beer today. So we'll see what happens there.
Dave's got a plan. He doesn't usually mention some absolutes there about adult beverages on the morning show, but he's got a Thursday plan. He's going to taste some Bach beer. So
there's
maybe Ben
basketball.
Bromley, wherever you are, you'll have to find Dave wherever he is and find him drinking a Bach beer. Because as Ben said, Dave is everywhere all the time.
Yes. Well, you know, it is basketball day, so we'll see. And I'm going to enjoy that with Great American Meat Out Day. Join us as we delve into the risk associated with, you know, eating way too much meat is what it comes down to. So you need to have a nice balance and eat your meat. And that's the one thing I try to do. And so, you know, I'm going to balance it with some good, healthy vegetables as well. So
You know what you could have in for your vegetables? You could have ravioli stuffed with vegetables because it's National Ravioli Day. You can put anything inside those suckers. You can put in wild mushrooms, butternut squash. Some family favorites here are the butternut squash raviolis. You can buy them from the store. I mean, they're fresh made. They're just lovely, packaged, ready to go. They take like 5 minutes in boiling water. Fantastic. I would say try that. You could get your vegetables that way. Then you have vegetable pasta and meat.
Right, and that would be very good to say the least. That does sound good. So, oh man, now I'm thinking about that. See, it's always about food here because it's National Macaroon Day, and I just said that wrong, but they're tasty and they look so good. That one looks like a cheeseburger in that picture, though, too. So,
I do not. Oh, yeah. Macaroons. Yeah. Macaroons. I don't know. Maybe I said it wrong, too. But that's how we say it around here. Those are fan favorites in my family as well. It's also Oranges and Lemons Day. I love that. That picture is lovely. I love some citrus. I think everything's better with citrus myself. So, we got a lot of good stuff today. What was the other one I saw that I really liked? Oh, Companies That Care Day. A lesson all employers must learn is that a happy employee is a loyal employee. And this is so true and so important. So Dave and I don't like to revel too much in our past gripes, but we have spent moments, you know, kind of talking about how much we love our job and reasonably comparing it to other jobs that we had, which we didn't love so much. And oftentimes it was because of who we were working for. Or no, you know, name dropping here. This is a large array of situations from a very long time ago, so it doesn't matter. But the fact is when you work for someone who treats you well and cares about you, you return it. You know, you return that love and care and loyalty to whoever you're working for. So Civic Media, hands down, super awesome place to work. Love it.
Yes, it's such a great place to work, and I appreciate working here. They treat us well. They take care of us. I know when I was under the weather in January, I had people checking in with me every single day from the organization to make sure I was doing okay, see if we needed anything. And that was just so refreshing to have a company that cared about their employees and wanted to make sure that we're doing okay. And that is, we're very fortunate for that. And I do appreciate working here just because of how well we are treated. The teamwork here, amazing, to say the least.
Yes, definitely. On a completely different note, it is Alien Abduction Day. Do you believe in aliens? Maybe you will when you're done reading this. And then, we're not going to get into that. That's a whole nother show. We'll have a morning show talking about aliens someday, maybe, because we'll have to see. We've had our one talking about the paranormal around Halloween, so we'll have to venture into the alien discussion someday. And then this one, I don't know about this. And I don't know how I don't know about this, because we know that Dave and Emily are huge dog fans. So Dogs in Yellow Day. Do you know anything about this, Dave?
I do not.
Well, today is the day, and it's raising awareness about anxious and reactive dogs. So I really appreciate them. So it gives you some tips and tricks about making the human world a little less scary for anxious dogs. And I just really appreciate that because, you know, we know, talk about loyalty. I mean, dogs are forever unconditionally loyal and unconditional loving to us. Yet the way that we move through the world and, you know, is just 100% different from what they do comfortably. So the fact that they are able to adapt and be in our world and do so with such love, happiness, and compassion is just hands down, you know. So let's keep them in mind and do whatever we can do. Read about this a little bit. You know, you can just Google it and it'll tell you all about it. It's pretty cool. But yeah, just read about how to be there for your fellow, you know, furry companion in terms of their anxiety, because they've got it and they work through it and we can help them.
They most definitely do. And so we definitely want to be there for our furry pets and friends. That's for sure. They're there for us. We should be there for them. Emily, we do want to remind everyone, it is 10 minutes to go on our flash sale over at maxfmbigdeals.com. Shop local, save big. What can they get in our flash sale, Emily?
Yeah, so they can hop on and get 50% off for Kona Michi craft bars. They have craft cocktails, craft mocktails. They've got beautiful environment to be in. Again, you can grab this gift certificate and off Big Deals of the Day, and you can get it in your pocket, and you can have that for a time in which you know have the opportunity to have an evening out with loved ones. So go support Kona Michi. They're such a lovely, lovely business down on right off the Baraboo Square, and say hi to Nelly and just enjoy yourself. So please go support those businesses and get yourself a deal for whenever you can use it. You can always just keep it for later. So 9, 10 minutes left you've got. Dave has extended these flash sales till 9 a.m. So everybody
exactly.
Get on that.
So you got 9 minutes. Go over to maxfmbigdeals.com. Shop local. Save big. Half off. Kona Michi, just $10. 9 minutes left to get that in your cart. Emily, you're going to be back with us tomorrow morning at 7:10 to celebrate Friday and the weekend.
Sounds fabulous. Everybody have a great Thursday. You know, this is one of my favorite days of the week, if not my favorite. So enjoy. The winter weather isn't going to last long. It is the first day of spring. So celebrate that. Celebrate yourselves. Choose kindness and move forward with a joyful foot, everyone.
Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day, Emily. We'll talk with you tomorrow. The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at Baraboo Bank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes REMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Find the Kubota solutions that are right for your business at Yes Equipment in Madison or visit online at YesKubota.com.
The Midwest's newest music event, Summer Jam, is coming June 20th and 21st to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go to SummerJamWI.com to get your tickets now. Price increases this Friday, March 21st at midnight. Go to SummerJamWI.com and get your tickets.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break into Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station, then get set to win starting Monday, March 24th.
9 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7
When is the best time to listen to Max FM?
All the time.
All the time.
All the time. Of course, I get paid to say that.
I listen to it all the time.
Maximum hits. 99.7. Max FM.
Just a dream. That was just a dream.